Iran's capital is counting down to day zero, the day the water runs out and the taps run dry. The president has warned that people may even have to evacuate, and water rationing has begun in some areas. So, what's going on? Reservoirs that supply Tehran's 15 million residents are almost empty. This is the Karaj Dam, which supplies a quarter of the city's drinking water, now just 8% full. Rain should start falling in the autumn after Iran's hot, dry summer. But according to the National Weather Forecasting Center, this has been the driest September to November period in half a century, with rainfall 89% below the long-term average. The combination of low rainfall and high heat over several years has left a huge area, shown here in red, that's in severe water deficit. It's almost 2,000 miles across. Climate change is part of the story. But that alone doesn't account for the crisis in Tehran. The population of the city has almost doubled from 4.9 million in 1979 to 9.7 million today. But water consumption has risen even faster, quadrupling from 346 million cubic meters in 1976 to 1.2 billion cubic meters now. Increasing wealth has bought washing machines and dishwashers. To supplement supplies from reservoirs, Tehran has had to turn to natural aquifers underground, which provide between 30 and 60% of its tap water. But that puts the city in direct competition with farmers who draw on the water to irrigate crops. Levels are falling by 101 million cubic meters a year around Tehran, water that accumulated from many decades of rain. The former deputy head of Iran's environment department says chronic mismanagement of natural resources has led to what he calls water bankruptcy.